Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful husband, Dr. Reggie Johnson. We're your hosts this morning as we continue our study of the Law of Attraction, and we're basing our study on Hemal Rodia's book, Find You and You Find Everything, The Secrets to the Law of Attraction. You know, the Law of Attraction is the number one law in the universe that governs the quality of our life, meaning whether we are living a joyous and happy life or one that is successful or one that's miserable and we wish we could change it and all that. When you get this principle under your belt, you definitely can create the life of your dreams.
Amen.
Amen, Dr.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. I have a little bit of hay fever left over, but not much.
And I know, and now I have it.
Oh, my goodness.
I hope everybody had a wonderful resurrection weekend. We woke up this morning resurrected, right?
Yes, and you know what it is? A renewed vision.
Yes.
A new way of looking at things.
Yes.
Greater possibilities all deal with the resurrected Christ energy of each person.
Yes. And you know, we all have that Christ energy. You know, it's just us becoming aware of it. And that's why we're here with Circles of Prosperity, to help awaken you to the Christ energy within you. You hear us referring to it as that divine energy within you. We also talk about God expressing through you. All of that is the Christ energy.
It is.
Source energy, your higher self. Oh, my goodness, there's so many phrases and words to describe that state of enlightenment, because that's what it really is, isn't it, Dr.?
It is. It's Christ consciousness. Doesn't mean Jesus Christ. In fact, that was not Jesus' last name. Many people think it was Jesus Christ. Christ, it's kind of funny to hear it, but Jesus is a person. Yeshua ben Joseph is his real name, son of Joseph. Christ is an energy that he took on after the resurrection. It's a power. It's a blanket of cosmic reality. It's a whole cloak that God puts on you. That makes it the Christ energy, an ascended energy above the energy of just being human. You are more than just human. You are also spirit. And when you connect with the Christ energy and Christ consciousness, you have become aware of who you really are at your core being.
And that's what Hemal is really trying to stress in this book, or express in this book, that we are not just the physical, but the, more importantly, we are the non-physical.
Mm-hmm.
And you said the Christ energy.
Mm-hmm.
What we're trying to get you to shift into is understanding that you are energy, which equals and means a vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And as you go through your life, you want to become more aware of the energy. And how do we do that? We do that through our feelings. Our feelings is a Geiger counter for us to let us know where we are on the vibrational spectrum. So if you're feeling happy and joyous, then you're pretty high in your vibration. If you're feeling sad and depressed and oppressed and repressed, all those negative things, then your vibration is a little lower. And the goal is to work towards raising your vibration. So that means moving your emotions up to a level that is a little bit more positive. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more today. And because I came across this this whole thing on the stream of consciousness and how we can spiral downward, and I wanted to share it with you today. But today's lesson is going to be on, we're still talking about the law of attraction, but how we have limited ourselves because of our beliefs and how to reverse that. So, Dr. Reggie, you want to take us into our morning prayer?
Mm-hmm. Father, good morning, and thank you for life itself.
Yes.
That we have arisen to a new life and new possibilities in life, that we can change our thinking. We're not enslaved to one way of thinking or chained to one way of thinking. We have free will, and we can will whatever we want into our life and into existence by thinking. And our thoughts are the engineer of our being. We thank you so much for the ability to be individual beings and have individual thought processes and individual perspectives about everything in life. And all of it is owed to you in us as our inner guidance system by the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
We thank you for healing. We thank you for life. We thank you for movement and breath. We thank you for living. We thank you for shelter and food. We don't want to forget any of these things that are made possible by your loving providence. We believe this is so, and so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. So guess what? I wanted to give a shout-out to a couple of people this morning.
Okay.
First, I wanted to give a shout-out to Karen. She sent me this beautiful voicemail message and thanking us for doing the show and everything. And I just wanted to let you know, Karen, I received your message, and thank you so much for your continued support and and encouragement for us to stay on the path and sharing these messages with you every morning. The other thing is I wanted to send a shout-out to Michelle Palmieri, who has said that Circles of Prosperity has helped her so much. Oh, there's so many people. Jean Livingston, Cody Smith,
Pamela Payne,
Carolyn Martell. When you guys tell us that you appreciate the teachings of Circles of Prosperity,
mm-hmm.
it really warms our heart. And I just want to thank you for sharing that with us and letting us know how it's impacting your life.
It enriches our lives, too.
It enriches us very, very much. And it really encourages us to keep going. Because sometimes we do get discouraged, So we appreciate that. And I just wanted to say that this morning. So, listen, let's start. I'm going to begin this morning on page 78 of Himmel's book. And he has a little subsection here that says, we have been used to playing, dreaming, and creating wonderful lives. And he takes us back to our childhood. And he says that we used to dream and allow ourselves to think of what we would love. And, boy, do I remember my childhood and the dreams that I had. And I had an imaginary friend. Her name was Donna. I just thought that was the most beautiful name, Donna. And so I had a friend named Donna, and I'd have tea parties. And I mean, just life was just wonderful because I lived in that dream world. I didn't deal with the problems. I didn't have any problems. I was just a kid. You know, can you all remember that time and the joy that you had? You know, the Bible said, Jesus said that the disciples were trying to keep the kids away from Jesus, and he said, no, let the children come, you know, and be here with me. He said, this is such as the kingdom of heaven, meaning that there's got to be that freedom, that joy, that joyful expression and that playful expression. We take life too seriously on some level. And so I really appreciate the fact that he was taking us back into remembering our childhood. He says, as we grow older, we begin to take on the beliefs that constrict us in our thinking and allowing of possibilities. We took on the responsibilities in life and in our minds, and then we equated them to mean less options and possibilities. Oh, I can't do that because, oh, I got these kids now and I can't do this. Oh. It's like growing older and assuming that every decade you will have one less limb that you can use. And if you believe that, then your body may have the limb, but due to your belief about it, you would not be harnessing its capabilities. Realize that you are not just a physical being. That's number one. You are more than the body. That's number one. No matter what is happening in your life on a physical level and who is in it, it does not change the fact that you have all the resources of the universe at your disposal. But you can't realize that until you get beyond the physical, beyond what you see, beyond what you believe, beyond your physical body. Got to get beyond that. So through your thoughts and this non-physical energy, you have access to all possibilities. But because of who is in their lives, you know, or what is happening, many of you get focused on the day-to-day issues, and you are so absorbed by them that you don't see the full capabilities that you have. So step back for a moment and look at the broader perspective. Your life as a whole, you are a spiritual being who is eternal beyond this physical shell and who will have endless opportunities to live and to experience and to create and to grow. Because the truth is, you can never truly constrict your options other than through the beliefs you have about yourself and your life. Isn't that powerful?
Yes.
You know, take a deep breath and start scanning your thoughts right now. And I'm telling you, this is, you will not be perfect in your thoughts. Where you're going to find moments where you are limiting yourself or limiting the possibilities. That's not important. What's important is that you recognize when it happens so that you can shift. And as the popular term is now, to pivot.
That's true. And I see people when they have limiting thoughts, they don't curse their thoughts. They say, oh, my goodness, let me shift now. Or as old folks who sit in the rocking chair and say, Lord, bless this man. They don't want that to be a thought in their predominant lifestyle, with their dominant thought.
Uh-huh.
So they bless their thoughts like that and move on.
Yes. So here's the thing to remember. You can paint with black and white, or you can use the whole spectrum of colors to bring to life what is in your heart. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. What you experience in life is a reflection of your thoughts. So look around you. What are your relationships like? What's your day like when you get up in the morning? It's a reflection of your thoughts. That, you know, we had a discussion in the wee hours of this morning. It was about 3 o'clock this morning. And I know some people go, why do you do your show at 7 o'clock in the morning? Well, I do my show at 7, first of all, because I was instructed to do it at 7.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit instructed me, gave me that number, and that's what I'm doing it. And I'm committed to it. The second reason
is... And the other reason, too, said you don't forget, 7 is the number of God, remember, the holy number.
Yeah.
It is divine perfection.
Oh, my God.
7 is divine perfection. 9 is divine completion. 8 means infinity. So you're at the midpoint, the pivoting point of divine perfection. That's why he did it, too.
Right. And we're going to a 2-hour show, which means we'll be going from 7 to 9. And when we hit 9, that's completion.
Yes,
so
is.
That's going to be awesome when we get there. But anyway, so that was one of the reasons is that I was given that time by the Holy Spirit. The second is, it's a great thing. Many of you on the East Coast, you wake up in the morning and this is what you hear first thing in the morning. It sets the tone for your day, the reminder of who you are and how empowered you are.
Wow.
That is the whole point of this, is to remind you, and that we have to practice daily, practice daily. I practice, Dr. Reggie practices, because he's a master. I'm just a baby master, but he's a real master. So the universe has infinite possibilities. The universe is prosperous, abundant, beyond what you can ever imagine. That's why Jesus called it a kingdom. Because when we think about a kingdom, we think it is a kingdom, first of all, is self-contained. It's meeting the needs of everyone in the kingdom. You know, there's a king that's there, and if it's a loving and a kind king, which we know God is, right, the source energy is, then it wants to supply the needs and meet the needs of all the people that reside in the kingdom. But you know what? There's running water. There's plenty of food. There's, you know, if there's a problem, the kingdom is going to take care of it. That's why he calls it a kingdom. All of your needs are met within. Isn't that fabulous? And there's an order. You know, there's people do things. That's why karma is in effect. Because you have a thought and then you've got to, there's retribution. All of it is built into this perfect system. We don't have to lift our finger for anything. The Bible even tells us, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. In other words, God has created a plan for even, what's the word I'm looking for? For handling justice. You don't have to handle justice. The natural laws of the universal laws handle justice. Mm-hmm. You just need to know that everything is in divine order. But we get all stressed out. They were wrong. They shouldn't have done this. And let that stuff go.
If they look online, they can find the law of compensation.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, Jesus said, do unto others as you have them do unto you. But it's also today's language. We say what goes around
comes around.
That's exactly what the law of compensation is.
Mm-hmm.
So justice will be served.
Yes, somewhere. It will.
But let the universe take care of itself. You don't have to do anything to help it.
So here's where we get hung up. He says that the universe is prosperous and abundant beyond what you can ever imagine. The physical world may appear discrete and quantifiable, meaning that we can, you know, we peg things, we label things, we put it into certain categories. You know, that's the physical world. But the non-physical world is more abstract and unquantifiable.
Mm-hmm.
So if you realize that in every moment, every thought that you are having is expanding the universe, can you imagine how much it is expanding with the thoughts that that are being thought of as a collective whole? It's huge. So the universe has these infinite possibilities. What are you creating? As children, we used to explore boundless possibilities, playing for the fun of it, and we would enjoy playing and creating in this playground that we're in, and then offering that vibration, and we would be calling forth those things which are commensurate with the joyful environment that there is. But despite how the world may have appeared to you for many years, when you find the joy within you, when the world you see changes, when you change the eyes that you look at the world with, then the world you see reflects that. So if your life is a blank canvas where all possibilities truly exist, what would you like to see in it? Because the universe accepts you totally. The whole universe is malleable matter on a deeper level. Malleable means that it can change. It can mold it into whatever you want it to be. It is well-being and goodness and inherently positive. It's all good. That's what we say now. The universe is all good. How can it be anything else other than what you are on a deeper level, which means that you are all good, okay? You are of the same substance as the universe.
Mm.
So the universe is positive well-being, and when it does not appear that way, it is because you are not letting in the light. You're blocking the light with your beliefs and your thoughts. Wow. I want to share this with you. Dr. Rachel, remember when we talked about this morning?
Mm-hmm. About thoughts and how they're linked.
About thoughts and how they're linked. Let me find this. This is from the Abraham Hicks material, Money and the Law of Attraction. I'm so sorry. Okay, so here's an
eternity.
I know. here's an example. They give an analogy of how our thoughts just kind of chain on to one another.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a rope that's tied to the rope, that's tied to the rope, that's tied to the rope. So your thoughts are tied to one another, and they travel very quickly to heightened vibrational places. And I want you to kind of pay attention to this today. So here's an example. Wow. The price of, you're in a grocery store and you're shopping, and you pick up an item and you go, wow, the price of this is much greater than it was just last week. And then there's a little pause, and you're still walking down the aisle, and you go, you know, this price jump seems unreasonable. And you're still walking down the aisle, and then you're getting a little agitated, and you go, there's nothing reasonable about the greed that's in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a little bit more aggravated now. So things are really getting out of hand. I don't know where it's all headed. Oh, it doesn't seem like we can go on like this. Oh, my God, our economy is in trouble. I can't afford these inflated prices. I'm having a hard time making ends meet already. I can't seem to earn it fast enough to keep up with the increase in the cost of living. All of that because you picked up a jar of peanut butter that was 5 cents more. Can you imagine? But here's the point that I'm making. Because I've been here, and I know many of you have. Stop and look at how one little thing happens and the whole series of the thought process you have around that thing. And, you know, if you stay on it, it will aggravate you. You'll start getting angry, or you'll pull up something else out of your memory once you hit a certain vibration of anger, and then you'll drag in another problem with that, and then you'll have a rampage about that, and then you'll drag in another. And before you know it, you're just in total outrage and angry. And all of this took place in your mind and literally in a matter of seconds. But guess what? All of those thoughts are creating. Dr. Reggie says what? He says you cannot afford the luxury of a negative thought.
Amen.
You cannot afford the luxury of a negative thought.
Hmm.
And here's what the Abraham Hicks material says. And so, of course, this negative train of thought could move in many directions. It could go towards blaming the grocer or to the economy or to your government. But it usually always turns back to the way you feel that the situation will negatively impact you, because everything that you observe feels personal to you. And everything in truth, the bottom line is, it is personal to you because you are offering up a vibration to the universe about that which is affecting what now is being attracted to you by your choice of your thoughts. Now, tell me, can you afford to waste your creative energy that way? If you can, okay. But if you feel that you can't, then you need to pivot.
But if you don't pivot, you'll continue the same thing with every single thing there is that you buy at the store, no matter what it is, a dress, whatever it is, shoes, clothes, food, it's going to exacerbate because your thoughts have not changed.
That's right. That is so
And
right.
As Wayne Dyer says, change your thinking and change your life.
That's right.
Very powerful.
It is. And you know what? Changing your thinking is not easy. I'm going to just, you know, I hate saying that because it's not true. It really is very, very easy. But what I take into account is how many of you fight and resist changing your thoughts, because you still pay attention to the physical world. But Cynthia, you don't know. I don't have any money. if you keep saying you don't have any money, you won't have any money.
And it gets worse. You have to say money comes to me easily.
Yeah. I mean, so.
You have to believe it, too.
Yes.
It will.
You have to believe it. You have to see it. And you know what? Here's the thing about conditioning. I had someone to tell me, well, some people are just lazy and they don't want to go to work.
Oh, no.
And then they use the law of attraction because they think it's just going to come to them. And the bottom line is, here's the truth of the matter. It will come to you if you can keep your thought at a vibration that matches that which you desire. So I don't discount that. And I don't perceive you as being lazy. I perceive that there's a delay between the time that you put out there what it is that you desire and the time that it really becomes real to you in your consciousness so that you can attract to you that which you desire. But there will be circumstances and people that will come, and you need to be able to recognize when they do come that it's your opportunity. There's a joke about the guy, and you told this joke at church, about a guy that was in a flood, and he was treading water, and he was praying, God, save me, God, save me. You guys have probably heard this joke. And so a boat comes by, and the people said, come on, get in the boat. He says, no, God is going to save me. Go ahead. There are some other people. God's going to send someone to save me. They said, come on, please get in the boat. No, no. And then another boat comes by, and he turns that down. A helicopter comes. He says, no, no, God is going to save me. And he doesn't get on. The helicopter goes by. So what happens? He gets tired of treading water. He drowns. And he gets to the gates of heaven, and he says, why didn't God come and save me? Why didn't you come and save me? And God says, well, I sent you a boat, and I sent you a helicopter. And, I mean, that's pretty obvious, and it's funny. But you know, a lot of us are not in the vibration of that which we desire. And so when the opportunity comes or the people come, we don't even recognize it. But it's not because we're lazy. It is because we are on our path and we still have lessons to learn to move us into the vibration of that which we desire. Anybody have any questions this morning? Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Am I making sense to you this morning? Please press 1 on your telephone keypad. Let me know something. Even if you don't want to talk, just press 1 so I know you're listening at least. Woo, Jesus, thank you. So here's how Abraham says we can shift. This is, if you are aware of how you are feeling and then you understand that your emotions are indicating the direction of your thoughts, then you can more deliberately guide your thoughts. Dr. Reggie tells you what? That your thoughts are your Geiger counter. Your emotions are your Geiger counter. Ding, 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 ding. I'm registering joy, joy, joy over here. That's a good thing. So here's how we can shift the grocery shopping experience. Wow. The price of this peanut butter is much greater than it was just last week. However, I'm not aware of the other items in my basket. They could be the same or maybe even a bit more. Well, I wasn't really paying any attention. This one just got my attention because it was so much greater. But prices do fluctuate. And I always manage, and things are going up a bit, but it's working out all right. It is quite an impressive system of distribution that makes this variety of goods so accessible to us. I walk through our grocery stores, and they're just packed from the floor to the ceiling, wall to wall, with beautiful produce and wonderful meats, and there's just an abundance on the shelves, always. I think the grocery stores in America are the perfect example of the abundance in the universe. When you walk in, there's plenty of everything. You just need the money.
We were in some grocery store, I forgot where it was, like a Publix or a Kroger, and there's this hen making this noise.
It was Kroger.
She was dropped laying eggs into a basket up over top of the produce section. I said, "Oh my God!" And it looked like real eggs falling out of the thing.
And they made the noise.
It made me laugh. I said, "Oh my God, what is this?"
I know.
And they have one the produce section. They spraying water, keeping the water fresh. It sounds like a thunderstorm. I said, "What is going on in the store?"
They're making
live nature.
Yes, because a lot of kids now don't really recognize that the food, where the food comes from, is it comes from the grocery store. So I do like the subtle atmosphere that
mm-hmm.
they have.
That's true.
You know, that the rain nourishes the
exactly.
garden,
mm-hmm.
that eggs, you know, laid by hand out there.
Right.
And even in the milk section, they have a cow moving. So that there is this connection to where things come from and not just the grocery store. And it's more for the kids, really, to kind of understand that. So, but I love the subtle changes here that they make in the thought process. And so when you catch yourself having this daisy chain of thoughts that take you in a downward spiral, you want to work towards having a daisy chain of thoughts that are going to take you to that vibration of joy.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you decide that you care about feeling good, you will find it easier and more consistently choose a better feeling direction in your thoughts. And here's the key here, guys. When the desire to feel good is effectively active within you, that means that you're practicing it all the time and it's second nature to you, then a consistent inspiration toward good feeling thoughts will be present. And you will find it easier and easier to direct your thoughts in productive direction. Your thoughts contain enormous creative, attractive power that you harness effectively only by consistently offering good feeling thoughts. So when your thoughts constantly move back and forth between what you want and what you don't want, between the pros and the cons, between pluses and minuses, then you lose the benefit of the momentum of your pure positive thought. There's a momentum that takes place that moves you very quickly down that road, you know, that stream of consciousness that will take you into that dream state, right?
Mm-hmm.
That beautiful life. Oh my gosh. So let's jump back to Kimmel for a moment. Because he's going to talk about the word love. He says that love is often romanticized, but if you imagine you and the universe, there's a non-physical level, on a non-physical level, you are unconditionally accepting love. And love becomes a very understandable and natural word. Source energy, the non-physical equivalent, and all that is pure love. It does not judge, it just is. So love is the norm. Some people say love is the only emotion. It's all that is. Everything else is like our beliefs and the crap that, you know, how we try to judge and manipulate and control situations. But the bottom line is there is only love. Everything else is an expression of or a cry for love. But there's really only love. It's from a physical perspective that evaluation and judgment and acceptance comes in. So on a physical level, there isn't a need for acceptance. On a non-physical level, there isn't a need for acceptance because it just is. It's assumed. The separation or the notion of separation comes from a physical perspective. So the non-physical experience, the non-physical world, is complete and whole, abundant and prosperous and loving. End of story. Now we need to bring that reality into the physical world. We need to get rid of all of the judgments. We need to only see unlimited prosperity, unlimited abundance, and only love. And there is no separation between the non-physical and the physical. So you are actually one and connected to everything else. But from the physical perspective that you have, you think that there's a separation, don't you? And the reason you are separate from everything else is that you are an aspect of the universe, and in your separateness, the universe can see itself and experience itself. But if the universe was just one, it couldn't see and experience itself. But through all aspects of it, it can experience itself. Mm-hmm. And each aspect is just as much of the universe as the other. So we've talked about this previously, where God is expressing through you to experience planet Earth through you. And because there's a bunch of us on the planet, and he's expressing through us individually, we think that we're separate, but there's only one.
Amen. Mm.
That's having simultaneous experiences. And that's why they talk about the expansion and the growth of the universe. Okay? So when you are closer to the vibration of love and appreciation, you are closer to the non-physical you, who you really are on a deeper level. And as you are closer and closer to that place, you will see the synchronicities and the manifestations in your life more and more, because you will be closer to your own.
I call that instantaneous evolution.
Amen. And instantaneous manifestation.
Yes.
Wow. You know, I get overwhelmed sometimes by
this. Powerful, it really is.
It is so powerful.
Jean would say.
Yes, Jean. That's Jean's favorite. Powerful.
It is.
That's her favorite word. The bottom line is that you are connected to everything that exists. There's no space, there's no time. Space and time are physical constructs, rather than them existing on a non-physical or even a spiritual level. We constructed space and time to experience life on a physical plane and to have the contrast and experiences that we do. They add the sharpness and the focus to this physical dimension. But from our manifestations, we would have more desires and wants from the new perspective we would have and manifest those. And from there, we would have further desires and preferences and so on. It is an eternal and an infinite expansion. You were designed to create. This is what he's basically saying. You were designed to create. You're designed to have desires. Don't limit them. You will continually have them. As a matter of fact, the Bible says, without vision, the people perish. When you stop having desires and visions and goals, you perish. Look at our retired people. And they have no purpose, but you keep them active and involved. I'm looking at these men in their 80s running huge corporations because they continue to see growth and potential and making money and commerce. They're really into it. They don't make those men retire. They can work until they say, I'm done. All the time, you and the universe expand beautifully in concert together. There is no separation. And listen, whether you believe this or not, you are having thoughts and creating. Now, you may have a bunch of mess around you, but you created the mess with your thoughts. You were working with the universe to create that mess. Your fears, oh, I knew that was going to happen. That's why I wound up right where I thought I was going to be, because you were thinking it for 20 or some odd years. You were thinking about it. You feared it year after year after year. Can you imagine having a thought for so many years and then it manifests and you go, oh, crap. But you get to change it. that you and the universe were working together to manifest it. They said, I guess you want to, universe says, I guess you want to experience it. It's okay. Come on. You'll learn from it. Mm-hmm. It does not place a judgment on it. It was designed to be your magic genie, to grant you your wish. So on a deeper level, you are interacting with your environment in this beautiful dance and this synchronicity. You are in total harmony with all around you, even though it may not always seem like it, because there is a parallel between what is outside of you and what is within you. And what is that? Your thoughts. The objects of the world are permanent as long as you focus on them. Put your attention on something else, and that becomes permanent. So you can permanently think, I'm broke, I'm broke, I'm broke. I don't have enough money, I don't have enough money, I don't have enough money. And let's bring back that chain thought. I'm broke. I don't have enough money. Oh, I would really like to buy that, but I can't afford it. I wish I could get that, but I really can't afford that right now. I need to focus on just what I need, not what I want. And it keeps you broke. The truth of the matter is you are connected to everything that exists. There is no separation. You are individual, and you are unique, and you are getting to live out the desires that are in your heart, which also happens to be the universe's desires. You are an extension of the universe. You are at choice and free will. You have that to live out your desires and to have them as what you want, and the universe will send matches of your vibration for you to co-create with. And we'll say this over and over again. There are many different ways that we will express this to you and give you examples of it. You know, but the bottom line, the law itself is basically very simple. If you think it, you'll manifest it.
Well, we don't know what you're thinking. Some of us do. But we'd like you to call in to give us your thoughts on any experiences you've had or anything you want to express right now and be compelled to move. Don't shut up your mouth. So when it shows up, I know you're talk. Give us a little piece of that action.
Don't leave us out.
Yes. Press one. We'd love to hear from you because you're friends, and we'd love to hear from you.
Well, we're moving into our closing 2 minutes, Dr. Reggie. So I'm going
to
ask.
You've got 2 minutes to save the world, so come on.
Okay. Good morning. Erico 443, you're on the air.
Good morning, my sister. How are you?
Oh, it's my Cody. I knew you would save us.
Yes,
how are you,
I
Christian?
Would. I just want to, just as always, acknowledge you and Dr. Reggie. And I just want to say that I just want to know how my day is going to be and what I need to do, you know. Still facing the same challenges. I listened to you, and I said that it sounds really good, but for some reason it's not manifesting itself over here. You know, my financial situation is still the same. I can't hear you. Can you hear me?
I did, and I think that when it's not manifesting, you know what that means. There's a doubt, something in your projection, that the thing you want won't happen. Let that go and think of what it would be like to be in that joy, to be in that manifestation, and that will shift your energy to the highest thought, and then it will happen.
Okay. All right, Dr. Reggie, I understand. And I want
okay,
to thank
understand not just intellectually. I want you to understand it from an operational standpoint. That will make you feel like the victor and the champion that you really are.
Thank you for those words of encouragement, Dr. Reggie. And I will do just that.
Okay, absolutely. Cody, we love you, and we think about you all the time.
I love both of you, and thanks so much for being a part of my life.
All right.
I'll call you after this.
Huh?
Father, we thank you for the energy of service and prosperity, And we thank you for the loving people who listen to the show. We love the energy of the Holy Spirit working through everybody here, especially Cynthia, who created this brainchild and brain trust for a legacy of inspiration. We believe this is so as we go forward, and so it is.
And so it is.